This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 2, The Wonderful Tar Baby Story.
"Didn't the fox never catch the rabbit, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy the next evening.
"He come mighty nigh it, honey. Shows you bone. Brer Fox did. One day, out of Brer Rabbit fooling with that calamush root, Brer Fox went to work and got him some tar and mix it with some turpentine. He fix up a contraption what he call a tar baby, and he took this here tar baby and he sought her in the big road, and then he lay off in the bushes fur to see what the news was gwine to be. And he didn't have to wait long neither, 'cause by and by here comes Brer Rabbit pacing down the road, lippity-clippity, just as sassy as a jaybird. Brer Fox, he lay low. Brer Rabbit come prancing long till he spied a tar baby, and then he fotch up on his behind legs like he was astonished. The tar baby, she saw tar, she did, and Brer Fox, he lay low.
"Mornin'," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "Nice weather this mornin'," says he.
Tar baby, she ain't saying nothing. Brer Fox, he lay low.
"How does your symptoms seem to segishwate?" says Brer Rabbit, says he.
Brer Fox, he wink his eyes slow and lay low. And Tar baby, she ain't saying nothing.
"How you come on, then? Is you deaf?"
says Brer Rabbit, says he.
"'Cause if you is, I can holler louder,"
says he. Tar baby, stay still. And Brer Fox, he lay low.
"You're stuck up, that's what you is," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "And I'm gonna cure you, that's what I'm gonna do," says he.
Brer Fox, he sort of chuckled in his stomach, he did. But Tar baby ain't saying nothing.
"I'm going to learn you to talk to respectable folks if it's the last act," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "If you don't take off that hat and tell me howdy, I'm going to bust you wide open," says he.
Tar baby stay still, and Brer Fox, he lay low. Brer Rabbit kept on asking him, and Tar baby, she keep on saying nothing. But presently, Brer Rabbit draw back with his fist, he did, and blip, he took her side of the head. Right there's where he broke his molasses jug. His fist stuck, and he can't pull loose. The tar held him, but Tar baby, she stay still, and Brer Fox, he lay low.
"If you don't let me loose, I'll knock you again," says Brer Rabbit, says he. And with that, he fotch her a wipe with the other hand, and that one stuck.
Tar baby, she still ain't saying nothing. Brer Fox, he lay low.
"Turn me loose before I kick the natural stuffing out of you," says Brer Rabbit, says he.
But Tar baby, she ain't saying nothing. She just held on, and the Brer Rabbit lose the use of his feet in the same way. Brer Fox, he lay low. Then Brer Rabbit squall out that if the tar baby don't turn him loose, he'd butt her crank-sided. And then he butted, and his head got stuck. Then Brer Fox, he sauntered forth, looking just as innocent as one of your mammy's mockingbirds.
"Howdy, Brer Rabbit," says Brer Fox, says he. "You look sort of stuck up this morning," says he. And then he rolled on the ground and laughed till he couldn't laugh no more.
I expect you'll take dinner with me this time, Br'er Rabbit. I done laid in some calamus root, and I ain't going to take no excuse, says Br'er Fox, says he. Here Uncle Remus paused and drew a 2-pound yam out of the ashes.
Did the fox eat the rabbit?
Asked the little boy to whom the story had been told. Oh, that's all the fur the tale goes, replied the old man. He might, and then he mightn't. Some say Judge Barr come along and loosed him. Some say he didn't. I hear Miss Sally calling. You better run along. End of chapter.